Okay, today's shiur will cover the Amud Yomi for Nidarim on Chaf Amud Aleph, beginning with the Mishnah at the top. Nadar Becherem, if a person took a neder by doing a matfis something, associating with something that's a cherem, a neder, and it says like this, V'amar lo nadarti el becharmo shel yam. He says, no, I'm only talking this to be like a sea net. Like, so cherem can be a dedication. Or he says, no, I'm just, I want to be like the cherem shel yam, something that catches fish, right? Or we say bekorban, right? He says, I'm going to do like a korban. But Amon says, no, lo nadarti ela be korbanos shel malachim. I meant this like offerings to a king, meaning not an offering to the real king, to Hashem. Hare atzmi korban. He says, I myself, atzmi. Right, but Amon then has a play on word and says, "No, lo nodarti ela beetzem." Right, I can mean either one. A bone could be an etzem, or what else? She he nachti li lios noiderboy. Right, that I set aside myself to vow. Right, an atzmi could be both myself, and it could mean my etzem, my bone. I mean, he set aside a bone to pretend to take a neder upon himself. Or says the Mishnah, konam ishti nehenisli, deriving benefit from me is konam from my wife. V'amr lo nadarti ela be'ishti harishonav shigirashti. No, I was only talking about my first wife who had divorced, not my current one. Meaning all these lashonos, he's trying to get out of, making a joke out of it. So says the Mishnah, al kulon, all these all these cases that these types of lashonos, ein nishalin lohem. You don't have to do she'ela. You don't have to go to a beis din, a rav, a mumche, in order to dissolve them, because the speaker, reinterpreted them to a way that shows they really weren't chal. They im nishalu, if they do need that, on shinoso. So then we're unclear whether the explanation was good or not when we give an onish to them, a punishment, which the more is going to explain what that is. Umachmirin aleihem, we're very strict on them, right? Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is what the chumra would be, that it's not, there's no dissolving of the neder. V'chachamim omrim, no, we're not so strict on them. Poskin lohen Pesach mimokum acher, we find an extenuating circumstance or something that's going to necessarily undermine it and make it nullified, but not because we're reinterpreting actually lashonos that the person said. Umalandinosom, but we teach them, we instruct them, this isn't proper. Kadesh lo yinhagu kalas roish ben adarm. They shouldn't go around making jokes out of this. They shouldn't take these types of things not seriously. The Rambam in a Pirik Beis, Yud Beis, Nadarim says, Hanoda Becherim Va'amr lo haya believi ele chermo shel yam shahu hamich moris. Right? He says, I'm just making a joke like a fishing net, right? Nada Bekir Bekorban Va'amr lo haya believi ele Bekorbanos Molochim. This is only going to be gifts for a king, not a gift to Hashem. No, it's my bone. Ha ha ha. I made a joke out of this whole thing. Like the Mor said, my first wife, I divorced her, but now my current wife is allowed. All these things, right? It sounds like if we didn't, as you ask somebody, like, atzmi, it means myself. No one's going to think that havin means the bone, right? A korban means like to Hashem. The hu omer that says, no, lo nischavanti el lekach lekach. I really had this different intention in mind. If the person who's made this joke out of it was really a Talmud Chacham, so it's muta, we don't have to dissolve it. But if the person who made this joke out of the whole thing was really an Am Haaretz, Marin Be'enav Shazed Neder, we tell him this is a neder. Who also poskin lo pesach mimalkam acher umatirin lo, and we find some sort of make it look like him, like his real neder, and we say, okay, we'll get out of it because of this following factor. Continues the Rambam, though. Ubein shahay tamid chacham o am haaretz. Whether the person's a Torah scholar or not a Torah scholar, gorin behen. We strongly rebuke them, ulamdinos, and we teach them, shleilah gamin hagzeh bin nadarim. You shouldn't make a joke of us. V'lo yu nodrin b'derech schoik v'hitul. You shouldn't make something like a late sonus out of this, making it all, this whole thing is just a joke. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us, and the Rambam Paskin's way. Again, that's in Beis, Halacha Yud Beis. So says the Gemara like this. Hagufa Kasha. One second. We have something that seems to be a contradiction. Contradictory. What is it? Amart, you said on the one hand, a nishalin lahem, you don't have to do she'ela to dissolve them. Behadertan, then afterwards you taught, im nishalu, if they were, right? Sen onshino sam, we give a punishment, umachnian lahem, we give you punishment, we're saying. So it sounds like that the neder did take place. So Amar of Yehuda, Rav says, no, this is how you learn the Mishnah. Hochi katani. V'chulan ein srichin she'ela. All of these things don't need a request to have them dissolved. Bamed, if I remember, when are we doing about this? B'tamid chocham. With the Tamid chocham. Aval ba'am ha'aretz. But if it was a person's ignorant, shebol yishol, and he comes to ask from us to get him out of the neder, onsh no so machmir olav. So then we, in fact, are strict on him, and we give an onish. So why the chiluk? So you look at the Rosh, very short, but it says the Rosh says at the top, b'amei devar morim b'tam chochem, that's the Rosh Yitevis, dikim lan b'gavei d'lo m'shakir. Because we know that the guy's not lying. So when he tells us what he meant, then okay, we would believe him for that. So Bishlema says the Gemara, I'm fine, I have no problem with Machmirin, that we're going to be strict with him. Vilopos chinan le becharata. We're not going to use him charata, we're going to have to find some sort of extenuating circumstances. Ella, but onshin hechidami, what's pshat when it means that we give him an onish? So the Gemara says, the onish is as follows. Kidetanya, like we learned, mi shenozor v'over al naziruso. Person took a neder to be a nazir and then he violated it. Ein nizkakin lo ad sheinhog bo iser kiyamim shenohog behen heter. So we don't allow them to dissolve this until he keeps the certain amount of time that he prohibited himself to be a nazir, the same days which he was matir himself with the restrictions of that. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Bamed Amarim, Rabbi Yosi says, when does this apply? Benazirus muetis. When it's a short period of time, right, which is not longer than the minimum of 30 days. Aval b'nazirus meruba. But if we had a long-term period of nazirus, dayo shloshim yom, then it's enough for him just to keep 30 days, even if the guy had violated it for a longer period than that. That's pshat what the Mishnah means, the onish we give to him, right? It's talking about an Am Haaretz who wants to get out of his nether. He has to first keep it for a certain period of time. There's a few Rambams over here, maybe one second. This is Naziris, Perek Dalid. We'll read, move down to all of them. So the Rambam says like this, starts from Perek Dalid Yud Gimel. Mishnada Benazir V'dima She'enu Neder V'haya Noheg Heter Benidro V'shosa Yayin. So the guy didn't think it was serious and he's drinking wine. La'achar Zman Sholachachem L'horahu. Shehu neder, vehu chay ben aziros hare ze mona misha shenoder. So the Chacham tells him that this was really a neder. You had to keep it in. So then you count the days from where you took it. Umedivri sofrim on a rabbinic level shinhug iser kiyamim shenohug behen heter. He has to continue this certain position for the number of days in which he kept it as he thought that it was permitted. So Rama continues now. Kate said yudal hare shenoder shloshim yom venohug heter benido. Asar yamim v'nohag iser esrim yom. So he was there for 30 days, and he acted like it was mutter for him for 10, and he kept the prohibitions of nazirus for 20 days. La'achar shloshim yom, achar shloshim shalach chacham va'asalo. So now, after the 30 day, he goes to the chacham, and he found out there was really aser. Harezem mona asar yamim miyom sheshal keneged ha'es. Ha'asara, shenog b'hem heter. He has to keep 10 more days to compensate for the 10 days which he acted like he was limuter. V'im shoso o gileach o nitma ba'asara yomim ha'elu makin oso makas mardus. He gets makas mardus, a rabbinic one for violating this knas that we put on to them. Let's just keep going actually because these connect to as well. Let me read the Gemara and go back to the Rambam. Says the Gemara again, Omer of Yosef, Hoya of Omri, Rabbona, and Enis Kakin Lo. Since the Chachamim said that we don't like pay attention to them, so Beidina, the Mizake, Lo Avishapir, a Beisdin that does pay attention to him and does help him get out of this is not really acting correctly. So of Achabar Yaakov, Oimer, Misham Tinan Le. What a halachic rav, a mumche, who gets him out of this earlier, we excommunicate him. So that's what the Rambam says now in the, where is this?
Let's just continue the next two Rambams. Tes Vav and Tes Zayin. Bamed Devar Memurim B'Naziris Mu'etes. We just saw the Gemara. It's a short period of time. Avav B'Naziris Meruba Dayosh Inhog Shloshim Yom B'Naziris Afa Pi Sh'Avar Al Naziruso Meruba Kol Yomav V'im Lo Nohag Iser Ba'atzmo Ein Nizkakin Lo Klal. If you didn't observe anything, we're not going to pay any attention to him. Kol Bezdin Sh'Nizkakin Lazeh V'chiyotzibo u'modi'in la'ele she'mezalzalim b'nedarim she'ein chayavim min ha'Torah. Whenever the Beis Din tells the person that you acted wrongly and that you're really not obligated to keep this on a deraisa level, o she'yor lahen lahakil, or we're making on them, o she'yiftuchu lahen pesach, or we create an opening for them, says the Rambam, menadin oso Beis Din ha'hedyot. We put those members of the Beis Din, they are in nidui. We ostracize them. They acted inappropriately by doing that. Okay. Next part of the Gemara. The Chacham Milman Poschen Lo Pesach. The Mishnah said that the Chacham will open up, find extenuating circumstances to get him out of it. Right? Because we'll find, we don't want to take it lightly. You shouldn't take nedarim lightly because you'll end up being over a shavu, which is even more chomer. The Ran says on this, the second wide line, right in the Aseret Sedibros, Hashem will not. We saw previous year and we discussed the Ramban over there as to how we're strict on that. Continues the Gemara, Va'al tehi rogel eitzel am ha'aretz. You shouldn't hang out with an am ha'aretz. She'soifcha la'achilcha tvolim. He's going to end up feeding you tevel, food that didn't have the miser. It's unkosher. You can't eat it. Al tehi rogel eitzel kohen am ha'aretz. Don't hang around with a kohen who's an am ha'aretz. She'soifcha la'achilcha truma. He's going to feed you truma because he's so close to you, and he's going to invite you over. But a truma is also for a non-coin to eat. Val tar besicha im ha'isha. You shouldn't talk a lot with a woman. She'soifcha levol lidei niyaf, because it's going to end up with coming to a place of adultery. Now it's going to lead into the next today and tomorrow's daf is going to continue on this theme of proper relationships between a man and a woman. Rav Acha b'Rabbi Yoshaya Omer kol hatsoifi b'nashim soifi bol lidei avera. Anybody who's staring and looking at women is going to come to an avera. V'chol ha'mistakil ba'akeva shel isha, and he looks at the heel of a woman, havien lo bonim she'enim hugonim, will not have proper children, his children be indecent. So now, I'll explain the word, let's just read it and I'll explain how to learn it up, different ways in the Rishonim. Om Rav Yosef, ube ishta nido. This is talking about a man's wife when she's in status of venida. Om Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Akeva de Katani, the fact we mentioned the heel, b'mokum hatinofis. That's really talking about her private parts. Shehu mechuvin keneged ha'ekev, because that's it's a euphemism. It's like situated, it's opposite of her heel. So what does this mean, actually? How do you learn up these two statements from, again, the Gemara here in Nedarim is saying that anybody who looks at the heel of a woman, it's not going to be good for their children. So Rav Yosef said this talking about Ishtonida, and Reish Lakish says that the cave is like a euphemism for Osamakam. So the Ravid explains that there's really two ways of learning up the Gemara. The one way is it could be a kula, that really the Reish Lakish is coming and commenting on Rav Yosef that the only Isser is to look at a Nida is Osamakam. But all other parts of her wadi are mutter when she's a Nida, and when she's not a Nida, even Osamakam is mutter. That's the maker way of learning up the Gemara. Or alternatively, says the Ravid, it could be a Chumrah. The really, Reish Lakish is commenting on the original statement of the Gemara and not on Rav Yosef. That meaning for Anita, Makomos Mechusos, places that are normally covered are Osir, and when she isn't Anita, that Osir Makom is still Osir to look at. And the Rambam in this, in Hilchos Yisur B'ya, in Perek Chafal, is Mekel. The Rambam says that it's mutter to look at your wife when she's Anita, but you shouldn't have Kalas Rosh. And the Ravid argues, the Ravid says, no, one should not look at Oso Mokom. The Magid Mishnah brings down the Rambam learning like the Kula way in the Gemara, right? Versus the more Machmir way. There's a certain Kula that would emerge from this Rambam. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezra, quotes the Rambam the Kula. And then Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, that's in Simin Kuftari Hey, quotes the Rambam Lechumra, not to look at any place. So it's a stero. You look, you can't look. So three different ways of resolving this stira is the Ituri Kohens. The first, it says the Havata is allowed. I mean, just a glance, that's allowed for Makomas Mechusas, for places that are normally covered, but Histaklus, like to really stare, to concentrate, that's what's Osir. And the Prima Gadim in Aruch Chaim 9, hey, brings that for other women, it's also to look at even a etzba katana to get hanah from that. It's talking about your wife. A second way of resolving the contradiction between Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer and Yoredeya is the Taras Abayis. That's Chacham Avad Yosef Zatzal. It says Meikra Din, it's mutter, like it says in Yoredeya. But this is an advisable chumrah that one should follow. And the third teretz is from the Maidane Osher. He says, really, it's all Osher. It's really all Osher. It just means that a Malkum Gilui is allowed to look at. That's what it means in Aruch Chaim, that one could do that. What are considered a Malkum Mechusa? That's maybe of a larger topic for this year. Let's see. We're actually trying to cap it at 15 minutes per year. So maybe in Meretz Hashem, we will pick it up with the Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Yoshia, Omer. No, we did. I'm sorry. With the next one, Vitanya. We'll pick the next year up with that. And again, continuing along these themes of proper relationships between men and women.